Kamala Harris's Democrat running mate Tim Walz signals a potential 2028 presidential run. By Hannah Knudsen on March 3, 2025. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., widely known for serving as the 2024 running mate of former Vice President Kamala Harris, is leaving the door open for a future run for the White House. Speaking to the New Yorker Radio Hour on Sunday, Walz said he would consider running for a higher office if he felt there was something he could offer, despite claiming to have never had ambitions to do so. "Look, I never had an ambition to be president or vice president. I was honored to be asked," he said. "If I feel I can serve, I will. And if nationally, people are like, 'Dude, we tried you, and look how that worked out,' I'm good with that." He added, "If I think I could offer something, I would certainly consider that." While he acknowledged that there are many others who could assume that role and run for office, he continued to leave the door cracked for future endeavors, pointing to the right circumstances. "I'll do whatever it takes," he added. Related: tampon Tim hardest hit. Brutal Donald Trump obliterates Tim Walz in roast. Following his and Harris's loss to President Donald Trump in November, Walz admitted that he was a little surprised at their defeat. "It felt like at the rallies, at the things I was going to, the shops I was going in, that the momentum was going our way. And it obviously wasn't at the end," Walz said during an interview with KSTP-TV News. "So yeah, I was a little surprised. I thought we had a positive message, and I thought the country was ready for that," he continued. In another interview with Minnesota Public Radio, Walz expressed even more disbelief. "How in the world did we lose to a billionaire or a venture capitalist when we were making the case of a country attorney and a high school teacher?" he pondered, arriving to the conclusion that Democrats did not do a good enough job. "We as a Democratic Party and we as a ticket did not do a good enough job of showing them that we understand where they're coming from." Indeed, there was a disconnect between the Democrat ticket and voters. One of the main issues in the election was the economy, and both Harris and Walz refused to look at the inflationary policies of the Biden-Harris administration and instead pointed to price gouging and false information. Related: Tim Walz blames flight prices increasing before hurricane on price gouging.